What's up, guys? It's me, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and today, as you can see, the video is a little informal. I want to just have a discussion with you, some things that I want to thank you for, and some things that I want to use as a way of encouragement, and really just a reminder. So the first thing is, we just finished season one of the Bible and Call-In Show. For those of you that remember when we first announced this back in January, that was one of the things that this ministry was known for, Calvary Community Church of Tampa and Bible Line with Dr. Hank Lindstrom. And Dr. Lindstrom recorded just across the hall, literally all over Florida, in places of Africa, South Africa. And then, of course, at the time that he was going, you know, the internet was something that was just starting, and he had a spot there. He was active, and he did it 5 days a week. I interned for a summer and typed the questions up and watched him answer questions, and it was always intriguing to me. As I mean, at that time I was probably 13 or 14 years old. That made an impact on me. And when we started this channel back in 2020 and started regularly posting content in 2021, it was always a goal to get back to that live call-in show format. You know, sadly, I don't have the time to go 5 days a week, but we decided we're going to go and start on Sunday nights, and we did that. And we just wrapped season one this past Sunday. So I want to thank you for all of your support that has led to that. We just passed 20,000 subscribers. That blows my mind. When we built Yankee Arnold's YouTube channel, when he was the pastor here at Calvary Community Church, he had the Bible and Broadcast Network. And we had to move that over as a brand account over to Yankee's own stuff. And I remember thinking to myself, there were about 20-something thousand subscribers. And I thought, it's going to be a long time before we get there. And then we started regularly posting content. Our producer, Trent, who you guys know and love, you see him in the comments. You hear his voice every now and then on the show. You see the little quirky edits that he does. He came on and really helped take us to heights that would not have been achievable else, you know, otherwise. And now, you know, we passed 1,000 and then 5,000 and then 10,000, and we had a big celebration for that. And then like 20,000 came and went. We couldn't even think about what are we going to do for 20,000. But I see God's faithfulness throughout all of this. The other part of this is the emails that you've sent. I think right now at total count, I've answered about 1,100 emails. That's mind-blowing. I mean, that's something that if I were to tell myself that when I had just started pastoring, hey, in 4 years, you're going to have answered over 1,000 emails, I'd go, oh, I don't think so. You have the wrong person. But it's also encouraging to see that those of you who respond back to the emails, and you see how thankful you are for those answers, and how thankful that you are to have found this channel. And I'm all for that, guys. I really am. And I know that I come across sometimes as hot, and I'm an impassioned and an emboldened speaker, and sometimes that can get in the way of what I say. But those of you who are under my ministry here at Calvary, who know me in the flesh and have had conversations with me on the phone, know that I just want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to make sure that people find what they're looking for. If they're looking for how to get to heaven, I want to be able to provide that to them. If they're looking for what does Hebrews chapter 10 mean, what does 1 John mean, or I heard this, Calvinism, all that, I want to be able to provide them a clear answer. And I come under attack for that, and I'm fine. I know that's the way it is. And I mean, I choose not to look at comments because sometimes it can get the better of me, and I worry about how people perceive me. But I continually remind myself, this is not about me. This is not about Bible Line. This is not about Calvary Community Church. This is about Jesus Christ, who died and rose again and is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession. And I want to make sure people see him more than they see me. So I want to go to the second part of this video, which is a word of encouragement. I know that there seems to be a major Christian revival happening right now. You know, at the time of this recording, the big thing that's going on is Joe Rogan's going to church, and Jordan Peterson sat down and debated, you know, 20 atheists, and, you know, people like Wes Huff are getting huge traction. And, you're starting to see these podcasts, these long-form podcasts that are usually dedicated to worldly content now taking a Christian turn. And I want to tell you, you got to be careful with that stuff. I want to encourage you to stay in your Bibles. Stay rooted in reality. Don't go down the path of online only. I think what separates Bible Line from a lot of other channels, like, I'm just going to name drop here because they're prevalent, you know, like George Janko, Ruslan, some of these other ones, like the one Girls Gone Bible. Some of this content, I know that it's got its good stuff, it's got its bad stuff, but I'm going to tell you right now, not a lot of pastors doing shows like that. Not a lot of people who can actually be verified in the flesh as to who they are and what they teach. I'm under that verification. I sit here and record twice a month for, you know, a couple hours. It depends on how long I decide to let the wind go, so to speak. But then I get in that pulpit, you know, three times a week. And I have people sit in my office. People know who I am. I would encourage you to look at a message. Maybe we can link this in the description that was done by Phil Stringer, Dr. Phil Stringer, about internet theologians. And the biggest thing is you don't know who they are. And I know some of you still don't know who I am because you've never met me, but there's hours of content out there to show you who I am in a pastoral role. And the encouragement is you don't need to trust that. You need to trust the word of God, period. And all this stuff that's going on with, you know, it seems like the world is getting more and more Christian. They're just becoming Catholic. I'm working on right now my Catholic theology knowledge because I want to be ready to start addressing those things because millennials are going from new age, atheist, agnostic, the more conservative that they're getting, which is, you know, just factual. The older you get, the more conservative you are. So they're just knee-jerk going from one extreme to the other, and they're just picking the Catholic Church. When the Pope was being picked about a month ago, I kept hearing the number 1.4 billion Catholics, 1.4 billion Catholics. And I'm like, man, that's a lot of people deceived, so close to the truth, yet so far from it. Speaking of Jesus, speaking of the Bible, all that, but having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. I'm just using that as a comparative, not a direct interpretation. So I want to encourage you, stay rooted in the Bible. Know it better than you know the people you listen to. Trust the Lord. If you've put your trust in Jesus Christ, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit, and there is a guarantee that He will lead, guide, and direct you into all truth. You do not need me. You do not need more YouTube, more podcasts, more internet preachers. You need more Bible and Bible that is put into practice. Be a faithful hearer and a doer. That man shall be blessed in his deed. And finally, just a little bit as we're closing out here, I don't want to use the word warning because sometimes, you know, warning bells and all that kind of stuff, but it is a warning, just kind of like a piece of advice. I'm seeing this sometimes in the comment section, most of the time in the emails that we receive. Especially with the live show. You know, I'll talk about a topic, and people will all of a sudden, because they find my viewpoint on something, they'll say, well, am I saved? Because I don't know what Jesse's talking about, and now I know what Jesse's talking about, and I haven't explored it, and so therefore, am I saved? And that concerns me deeply. I'll just be transparent with you. I don't want your assurance of salvation to hang on Bible Line told me. That is not the goal here. Do you know how quickly this channel could go away? I mean, just like that. We violate a terms of service or something happens. We get a copyright strike. I mean, we're not in any of those positions, but let's just say it happened. Gone. Next place you could find us is on Sermon Audio and Rumble. But very quickly, this could all be gone. And I fear that there are some, especially people that have been emailing me, whose faith would fall apart as a result of that. I just want to warn you, do not trust solely in me. I'm not going to drop some bombshell here that, you know, I'm not who I claim to be. That's not what I'm going to say, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm fallible. I make mistakes. I'm pretty clear on Jesseisms and Jesseologies, things that I have come to the conclusion of where it just makes sense that the text is not exactly clear on what it might mean. But when it comes to knowing that you're going to heaven when you die, my assurance is not in free grace theology. My assurance is not in certain commentaries. My assurance is not in the church fathers. My assurance is not in the early church history. My assurance lies fully in Jesus Christ. Nothing can shake that. If the entire free grace movement split into something brand new, I am not obligated to go with it. I'm going to remain with what the scripture says. And that's my reminder to you. For those of you that are, and you know who you are, not, this is probably less than, you know, 10% of our audience, but I need to make sure it's said. For those of you that are trusting that the gospel is what it is because I said it, you need to change your mind from that. Because I'm going to come and go. The Lord remains forever. So just take that for what it is. I'm blessed to be in this position. I'm just blessed. And I don't want this to become something that should be more than what it is. I can't wait for season two. I am chomping at the bit for season two. And season one isn't even over. I'm looking forward to the break, but I can't wait for season two. Because I know that there's going to be more opportunities to help people. But I want to point people to Jesus. I don't want to be him. I don't want to be the reason why. You know, I'm free grace because of Jesse Martinez. No, no. I want you to be free grace, and I know that's a movement title, but I want you to have assurance because the Bible says it. So let me be someone who comes alongside you, walks with you. That's what I want to be. That's what I'm offering. You know? And lastly, a little PS. Would you pray for me? I'm juggling a lot. There's a lot of things going on in my life. Good things, neutral things, bad things. We all have life. It happens. But I'm doing a lot of ministry work. I think it's good work. I think it's worth it. But I just want to point you to Christ. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for waiting till the end with me. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Thank you. May God richly bless you. And I'll see you here next week. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.